Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Supporters of this measure say it's the right thing to do because it means terminally ill patients will suffer less, they'll be in less pain, and it'll give them the option to choose how and when their lives end. Ivan, talk about some of the precautions backers say are in place.
Well, so someone who wants to take advantage of this option needs to have two doctors signing off on it. They have to be determined to be mentally competent, and they have to make a verbal and written request. They also must be able to administer this doctor-prescribed medication on their own. So it's not the doctor doing it. They prescribe the medication, but it's the patient themselves who are actually administering it.
And Charles, the American Medical Association opposes this, as well as hospice and palliative care organizations.
And so do several pro-life groups and most of the Republicans in the state legislature. The hospice people particularly are opposed to this. For one thing, they mostly don't like the name, death with dignity. They think it's just another euphemism for doctor-assisted death or doctor-assisted suicide. I've even had Democrats say to me that they admitted that it was just a rebranding of the old Dr. Kevorkian days. They also don't like the idea of calling it dignity because that's what they do in palliative care, is dignity. Now, at the same time, they say that if they were to make those kind of changes, they still wouldn't support the bill, but they'd be more neutral on it because only for the point that patients deserve to have as many options as possible, and this is only one of them.
It's worth noting that this would be different than euthanasia, but Ivan, a lot of the objections beyond the medical groups and hospice care stem from religious objections, and I think some of the Republican lawmakers come from that side.
That's right. So religious groups oppose this because they see it as taking away someone's hope. They argue that sometimes it's just impossible to know when, you know, someone who looks or appears to be terminally ill, that, you know, miracles happen, and they view life as being sacred from the beginning until the end, and they don't think that essentially doctors should be facilitating someone's suicide.
And those same groups have said some of the same things that doctors have said, that it's opposite of their normal philosophy of do no harm. And so it's almost a total reversal of giving patients something for them to kill themselves.
And one of the doctors that I interviewed did mention that he has been wrong many times, that there's been times when he believes that a particular patient is going to die very soon, and, you know, the unexpected happens, and the person is cured. So,
and on the other hand, I've talked to patients who have known they were going to die and know that they can't get anything, and they've hoarded medications like morphine to self-take, to kill themselves if it ever came to that point. Now, whether they did or not, I don't know. But the point is, some patients actually do want this. So the question is it going to get out of the legislature? Probably not, because the Republicans are going to like it. They say, the supporters of the bill say, that there's like a 60% support of this among Coloradans. It may end up on the ballot in 2016.
Thanks. That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.